The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Yes, Queen.
You're 90% there.
The one.
The fake tan.
I think I'd fit right in.
Easy Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Does this sound familiar to anyone?
Throw it in the window, Gary.
Disgusting.
I don't know what the rules are.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, how rubbish are Halloween menus?
True this, and we experienced it actually when we went for a bit of lunch. Just rubbish puns always.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make it Halloween-y just by adding terrifying at the start of it.
Terrifying tortellini.
Nothing terrifying about it. Just cook better.
Also, Emily, our listener, ends up having not one but two dates. You'll hear why. Algebra and Custard, heavily featured on today's Who game. And Chris sorts out a big exclusive for us.
Yeah, but not through conventional means. Mate, just been down to the canteen just before we started the show. And you know when it's Halloween, everything's got to be themed in a Halloween-y type of... Do you want to hear what's on?
It's not for me. Yeah, go on.
Devil's Cursed Fish Finger.
Okay.
Witch's Cauldron Risotto.
It's really lame, this.
And terrifying beef bolognese.
Not terrifying in any way.
Rubbish.
Oh, hang on. What's this? Should I play this?
BBC Radio 1. Scott Morbid Mills.
Oh,
what? Halloween is rubbish.
It is rubbish.
It's quite rubbish.
We all just make it a thing, but actually think about it.
Right.
It's rubbish.
It's quite rubbish. Isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's like getting bigger and bigger and it's not that good.
Yeah. Anyway. It's an excuse for a party.
Also, what is it?
I can't... I saw this on Twitter. Someone trying to sum up Halloween in one sentence. I'm not sure.
Nah. Right, so... We have found a date for our listener, Emily. His name is Jamie, and we've got Emily on now. Hiya!
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. We found you a cracking one, I think.
Okay.
Now, all the listeners heard about this yesterday. You don't quite know anything about the guy that we've picked, do you?
No, I'm not sure who you've picked, no.
Okay. His name is Jamie.
The dog guy.
The dog guy!
Brilliant, okay.
Keen on that?
Yeah. Oh my God, what am I going to wear? Right, okay.
No, it's okay, it's on the radio, don't worry about it.
Well, no, I kind of agree with this. I think we should treat this like a real date when this is going to happen. Why not get dressed up?
Yeah, I'll do my hair all nice and everything.
Okay, cool. Whatever makes you feel good, you know. So, Jamie is the guy you may have heard. He said he had a nice bum and a cracking beard.
Yeah, do you know what he looks like? Because I know what I'm working with here.
Well, I was thinking about this. I've had an idea, Scott. How about you don't see each other until like halfway through the date? Later on. So at some point during the date, we'll send you a picture of Jamie and vice versa.
But not until then.
No, you're gonna chat first, see if you get on that level, and then we'll all hear when you see each other for the first time.
It's like that show I used to voice over. Do you remember Dating in the Dark?
It is a little bit like that.
That was Brilliant. A savage show, wasn't it?
But also, I like this idea because you learn about the personality first.
So you're good for three, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Also, we are sending a pizza to you.
A pizza? Oh, fantastic. Oh, brilliant.
To your house. So you can, like, even though you're not together, it'll feel like a date, you know?
Yeah. Jamie will have one as well. So you'll both be eating something. So yeah, get dressed up. Let's treat this like a proper date, except we're all going to be listening.
And also, we will text you some prompts during the date, okay, to your phone.
Okay, I'll go light a candle in.
All right, good. Yes. All right, I'll speak to you after three.
All right, bye-bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so this guest you're sorting out for 140, I don't know anything about it. Are they famous enough to be on?
Yeah, oh, definitely. I'll narrow it down, he's a sports star, right? And I just thought it's the World Cup final on Saturday. Why don't we try and get someone on?
Rugby?
Right, yeah, and I just thought complete shot in the dark situation. I think we've managed it. The whole thing's weird. Will be explained.
I didn't think that any of the rugby players were doing any interviews. That's what I've heard.
Right, yeah, but I noticed one of them follows me, so I was like, well, look, let's slide into the DM here, see if we can make something happen.
Did you do a cheeky DM?
I've done a cheeky DM. I've got a number. Like, this is so weird, but I think it's a go.
Okay.
Do you know his name?
Yeah.
His name's Joe Marler.
Oh, I actually know him.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Any rugby fans, hopefully this one's for you. It should be an interesting one.
I like you've just gone like, straight into the DMs.
Yeah, mate, why not?
Avoid any agents.
Route one.
Yeah, just route one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Charlie, who says, I've been kind of low all week, but your show in the last 25 minutes has really cheered me up. Oh, thank you. Really found myself smiling at today's show. Cheers. Tones and I and Dance Monkey. Danny in Sussex has been on saying yes to Joe Marler on Radio 1. He's a legend. Our dogs go to the same dog sitter and our hounds are besties.
The Scott Mills Daily.
OK, I'm going to hand this to you now.
This is just ridiculous. So World Cup final on Saturday, Rugby World Cup final. I thought it'd be good for this show to maybe get a player on, or like a commentator or someone, just to do something about the final, right? Because it's massive.
Yeah.
One of the home nations is there. So I noticed that one of the players, Joe Marler, follows me. So I thought, right, sorry, route one. I'm just going to slide into the DMs there. I didn't expect an answer back. I was like, do you want to be on the show? He was like, yeah, go on, and gave me his number. So if you just press that button over there, we should be able to connect to a hotel room in Japan where Joe Marler, I think he thinks this is like a wind-up or something.
Right.
But he should be there.
Okay.
Did he just fart down the phone?
Are you meant to get nerve pain?
Hello?
Chris, what's going on?
I'm not sure, but hopefully we are speaking to Joe Marler. I've got his number.
How?
I've just given him a call. Joe, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Can I just, before we continue, is Scott eating something?
No. What do you mean?
Why does it sound like he's eating something?
What, has he got claggy mouth or something?
Well, it just sounds really loud, like, you know, like when Lewis Capaldi did that thing with the really good speakers. Remember that?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's fantastic to speak to you guys. How can I help?
It's so good getting hold of you because, you know what, it's a challenge. It's all sort of lockdown because, obviously, World Cup final. So when I messaged you, it was just like, look, small chance, shot in the dark, would you be up for this? And you just came back straight away with a yes. You just look like more of a legend in my eyes than before.
I didn't even know that you knew each other.
Yeah, well, we do, Scott. And just it's upsetting now because I thought you were just messaging me to say good luck. But it turns out that there's an agenda.
No, no, what it was is I was messaging you.
Let me finish. It appears that you're using me for some, just as an in.
Do you think?
I'd rather you just be honest.
Okay, well, yeah, the reason we've got you on, Joe, is because England are playing South Africa. It's quite a big match on Saturday at 9 a.m.
Are you across that?
Yeah, it's the Rugby World Cup final. I know about that.
Scott is
I'm part Welsh.
So which part?
Well, boyfriend.
Boyfriend, yeah.
What do you mean your boyfriend's Welsh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but unless he's permanently attached to you, that can't be part of you. So you're not Welsh?
No, I'm not.
So the thing is, Scott got really into the rugby. Obviously was hoping Wales would meet you in the final.
Yeah.
So
he's ever so slightly disappointed on that front. How are you seeing it? Are you just stuck in a room there in Japan ahead of this final? Like what happens for you guys?
I'll paint you a picture. I'm sat on a bed. I'm currently playing a card game that begins with A and ends in... Have you heard of it?
Yeah, everyone gives that a different name.
Okay, so we're playing that, and I'm playing with Jamie George,
nice,
Joe Launcery, and Elliot Daly. Just dropping a few big star England names there.
I know, casual.
We're eating protein bars. That's a lie. We're not eating anything, and... We've got our, what's that? A diffuser. We've got a diffuser that's sending out some lavender through the room to help us relax.
Yeah, so you're all getting ready. So how many of you are actually sleeping in that room?
There's seven in this room.
Right, but how many...
Not sleeping in there.
No, there's seven that sleep in this, but there's only four of us playing cards. The other three are out tonight.
Oh, I love rugby. This is so fun.
This is great. So throughout the tournament, you've been allowed to go out and enjoy yourself. Are you not allowed to go out anymore? What's the deal now?
Oh, like on the tan?
Yeah.
On the tan.
Yeah, you go out, but obviously probably like not the night before a game or training, really. So, you know, you get a bit woozy next day sometimes.
Now, Joe, I'd love you to talk Scott through your... The way you travel is amazing. The guy has got this massive neck pillow, Scott.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the nuts.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it. Joe, you should trademark these neck pillows. Like, do you know what I mean? Make them your business, side hustle.
It's not. I don't want to break the whatever it is, but it's not a travel pillow. It's a pregnancy pillow.
Okay.
So my wife, she got one when she was pregnant, And I tried it out one night and I found it really comfortable. So I got myself one. And so our bed consists of me, pregnancy pillow, my wife. And then, you know, like that add-on cot you can get on the bed. That's where my son is now.
Amazing.
So we don't really see each other much.
It's awesome. And when you step off the bus as well, it's a real presence, isn't it? Because as you walk in, you sort of just bash people on the way.
Well, the bloke shouldn't have been in the way, should he?
I saw that video, yeah. Were you genuinely annoyed at that? Or were you just trying to use the travel pillow to...
What do you think, Chris?
Scott Mills. I'm enjoying this. Lee says, best interview ever. Get him on all the time. Joe Marler is a legend. Good luck for the weekend, Joe. Bring it home. That's from Chris, working on a golf course. Please can we have Joe on every week, says John in Peterborough. Right, Chris, next question for Joe.
I want to know how you're feeling about the final. Like, if you could sum it up in a couple of words there. Like, are you excited? Nervous?
Just two what's words or...
Just two words that you could say on the radio.
Okay, yeah. I'm buzzing.
Yeah.
And discombobulated.
Good
words. Why is that, then?
Buzzing is short for really excited, can't wait. It's going to be great, great fun, great opportunity, et cetera, et cetera. And discombobulated is... What's it mean? Everything's a bit surreal. Yeah, because it means everything's like surreal and that.
Okay, who's that telling you that what discombobulated means?
What do you mean?
Right, who was that whispering to you then?
No. I'm in a room on my own.
No, you're not, though.
You just said you're in a room with seven people.
Who was that?
I'm in a room on my own. Right, so you're using me again. This seems like it's a setup.
No, it's not a setup.
This is amazing. Just before we spoke to Joe, he said, if you'll stitch me up, I'll do you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really want to have that in my life.
Absolutely
so,
not.
It's not a stitch up at all.
Okay, as long as it's not a stitch up.
No.
So, Joe, what has been the highlight of the World Cup experience so far? I mean, obviously the last win, but I mean more your experience in Japan.
My highlight of Japan, to be honest, it has been a truly wonderful country and the people have been so welcoming and friendly. And I'd like to try and say something funny or different, but I can't. It's really heartfelt that I've really enjoyed the people more than anything, especially their eccentricity.
Yeah, has it given you Japanese dreams though? Yeah, only because what happens is
what do you mean, like dreaming in Japanese?
Yeah, it's just because there's so much, like it's so bright and there's so much going
there's
on.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, out and about. It surely sort of gets you thinking a little bit quirky.
Have you been to Japan?
I've been to Japan. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I like it.
So surely you know the answer then.
Yeah, but I like it on a night out because everyone's wasted.
Out.
Yeah,
in Shibuya.
Yeah, right. Like after a certain time of night,
Shibuya's the best.
Yeah, there's people like I don't. They get next level, don't they?
Yeah, I've not been out in Shibuya.
Yeah, neck level.
It's neck level. Yeah.
This has been one of the greatest chats we've ever had.
Please, can we have you on every week?
Chris and Scott, it's been absolutely fabulous. If this isn't a wind-up, then it's been an honour to have you. I originally thought you were just going to say good luck to us, but you've dragged out the card game now and I'm getting some death stares.
No, okay. Listen, we do want to wish you luck.
No, you listen.
Look, what? We will wrap it up. It is late there in Japan right now.
Yeah, but, it's late.
Joe, I just want to wish you, all the lads, the best of luck. World Cup final, doing England proud. There is so much excitement here ahead
absolutely.
Of this match.
Genuinely, that's great to hear. And we hope we can do you lot proud on Saturday.
The best of luck, honestly, Joe.
Scott, I don't think you mean it, but
I do
I'll
mean
take
it.
It. It's fine.
I think we've found our new best friend for the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think your boyfriend is going to be happy with you supporting us.
It's okay.
That's up to you to deal with in your relationship.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, the text and the Twitter has just blown up after that.
Yeah, a lot of people loving Joe Marla. Fifi says that was the best thing I've ever heard on the radio.
Jack from Chester, that was the funniest interview ever. Hashtag lads on tour.
I got so much respect for him because you know what? He really didn't have to do that. He's just taken it upon himself to come on Radio 1. I love that so much.
Didn't there's a PR person somewhere going, how did that happen?
But that's the whole point, is like, and maybe it's a bit of an insight, with pop stars and film stars and all that, you've got to deal with so many other people all around it, and it's loads of stress. Joe Marla, just straight to it, route
straight
one.
Straight on the DM. Sarah from Derbyshire, he is awesome, please make him regular. Tom's favourite bit was, no, you listen.
Scott Mills.
It's time for the Halloween game on Radio 1 Halloween special. They don't all have to be Halloween related, but we're just doing a special because today is the day. It's one of the best things you can do. Think of something from the past, give it a huge It can be an advert, a person, a TV show, anything that is no longer really relevant. It's me, Chris, and a bunch of Radio 1 listeners. We've all got some, and we keep going until someone gets stuck, or if the dreaded timer appears. Let's play! Who would like to go first?
I don't mind. Do you want to start?
I can start.
Go on then.
Okay. Remember, remember the 5th of November. Great one.
Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
Also adding Guy Fawkes.
My go?
Hmm.
Rolling on the floor laughing. R-O-F-L, Roffle.
That one's gone, isn't it now?
Yeah.
It's gone. Line one, who do we have here?
Charlotte from Wincanton.
Go on, Charlotte.
Cheese counter ticket in a supermarket.
I better take the number there. That's not on anymore, is it?
I don't think so. Same with that shoe shop. You know, that rhymes with what?
Yeah.
Rhymes with Starks.
Yeah.
Where we all had to get kids' shoes. You used to have to get a little voucher there and wait about 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Hello. I used to like taking the little number and waiting for the cheese. Line two, who have we got?
Got Sadie from Halifax.
Yes, Sadie.
So Netto Supermarket.
What happened to that?
I think it just shut down.
Okay. Line three, who have we got here?
Hi, you got Richie from Salisbury.
Go on then.
Kappa, popper, tracksuit bottoms.
Little poppers there. Line four, who is it?
It's Emily from Lincoln.
Yes, Emily?
Pedal pushers.
What were they, please?
They were like black leggings that, you know, girls had that were like prop.
Nice.
Yeah, proper 90s.
Yeah, just old clothing, isn't it? See also jack-ups.
Is it me?
You'll go.
Lady Gaga telling you to put your paws up.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up. Because you were born this way, baby.
Yes.
Rear of the year.
Do you remember when our boss won that?
Oh, yeah.
Actual rear of the year.
Yay.
He's our boss now.
That's incredible, isn't it?
I sometimes look at the picture just to remember the days.
You might about to say the good old days or something. What, where your boss would have rear of the year?
Good times.
Wow.
Okay. Charlotte!
Flumps!
Yeah, flumps, yeah. I know the ones you mean.
The sort marshmallow.
Of twisty, squidgy things.
Oh, yeah,
them. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, good who, actually. Sadie, what have you got?
School planners!
Richie?
Grant Mitchell from EastEnders.
Grant, did you say?
Yeah, Grant.
Oh, yeah, massive who. Mm. And Emily?
The Queen's Nose.
Classic
one. Okay, no one's showing any signs of weakening at the moment. Back to the Who game next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the Who game on BBC Radio 1. Me, Chris, and a whole bunch of Radio 1 listeners, all with a load of herbs. We'll go until someone gets stuck or the timer appears. Fame Academy. Hey! You may have noticed I played that off of YouTube.
Never stop reaching. Well, you need to hoo it. Nuts magazine.
Mate, I bet you were all over that back in the day, weren't you?
Who's next?
Did you not hear me then? Or?
What? You got Nuts magazine. Did you ever feature in it?
No.
Were you ever on the cover or anything?
I don't think so.
No.
Did you have a subscription, though?
Did I have a subscription?
Yeah.
Subscription to magazines?
Charlotte!
Algebra!
What's the point of that?
That's a great one.
Sadie!
Your mum dressing you up in a bin liner for Halloween.
Bin liner costumes, rubbish. Whoa, there goes the timer. Okay,
whoa,
let's be
here
quick.
We go.
Richie!
Temporary tattoos.
Hello.
Temporary tattoos. Emily!
Aqua, Barbie girl.
Hello. They made a lot of money, you know.
Who was Baldy in Aqua, out of interest?
Don't
do you remember?
No. Using a phone box to make a phone call.
Custard.
Charlotte!
Dennis the Menace.
Sadie! And that's it. We're out of time. That was very strong today, guys. Excellent work by everybody. And some great new Who's in there as well. Thank you guys for playing the game. Charlotte, Sadie, Richie, Emily.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Dailies.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Jacob.
Hello.
Right, so you are in a world of trouble, basically. You've got 6 maths papers to do before tomorrow.
Yep.
6?
Struggling a lot.
Rubbish.
And I feel like my teacher has really stitched me up as well, because all my mates, she's given them all the mark schemes online, but not me. I haven't got them because she knows what I'm like and I'll just look at the mark scheme.
Right.
It's hard, isn't it? You're on half term at the moment, right?
I'm on half term, yeah.
Yeah, so you really just want to kind of bosh these ones out and then get out yourself or something, don't you? You don't want to be stuck in doing this.
Yeah, well, I'm going away tomorrow to visit the family, so today's really the only day I can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, but Jacob, think about how clever you're going to be at the end of this. I know at times it can be long, but already you're probably cleverer than both of us here. So just stick with it.
Okay, all right.
I mean, Jacob, how old are you?
I'm 16, nearly 17.
Yeah, yeah. So I can tell you, you are way better at maths than I have ever been already.
All right.
It's true.
Yeah.
So bad at it. So bad at it.
Keep going, my man.
Yeah, good luck.
It just doesn't make sense, does it? You know, the algebra and that. Like I said on the game earlier, like, what is the point?
Right,
when
exactly.
am I going to need that in my life?
That's,
I don't know.
You're not going to need it. And that's why it was a massive hurt on the Who game earlier,
yeah,
algebra.
Yeah.
All right, here's what I've got for you today. This might help with the 6 maths papers. I've got this.
Yeah.
This is gonna be the best day of my life.
American authors, best day of my life.
This is gonna be the best day of my life.
Yes.
All right, Jacob, you can have that. My banger choice today is one of the greatest songs of all time. I don't know if you'd agree. It's just a classic. It's ageless. So I don't think it matters what age you are.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking it right back, my man. This is Blazing Squad. And
from
their
before
classic
you were born.
Crossroads.
See you at the crossroads. Crossroads, crossroads. See you at the crossroads.
Come on.
Crossroads.
you ever heard that song before, Jacob?
I have, yeah, because Marcel, he was on Love Island a couple of years ago.
I knew you were going to say that, yes.
Yeah, my teacher kept singing it in lessons, so I thought, oh, what's all this about? And she played it. I thought they were all right, you know?
Yeah, it was of its time.
Yeah, but it's classic, one, isn't it?
The other one, it was the advert for Centre Parks, wasn't it? Like a couple of years ago. And I went to Centre Parks that year.
I mean, it's meant to be.
Yes. I don't know.
No?
I'm going to go for the first one.
That's me, that is.
Scott.
Yeah.
If you've got a group chat about reality TV,
let's face it, who doesn't?
Then this show is for you.
I'm Raj.
I'm Pillar.
And our podcast is called The Reality Tea.
We're going to bring you all the freshest tea from the hottest shows.
Your favourite reality stars are going to be dropping in and giving us the goss direct.
Yes.
So whether you're into the Kardashians,
Love Island,
Made in Chelsea,
RuPaul's Drag Race,
or even TOWIE,
we've got you covered, boo.
Make sure you join us for Radio 1's The Reality Tea.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Don't hate, appreciate.
Author's Best Day of My Life on BBC Radio 1. It's Scott Mills here with Rex Orange County coming up and my tune of the week from Charlie XCX.
Do you think that was the right choice?
Yeah, why?
Wait, I'm saying the right bangers choice. Do you honestly think that was the right choice? A lot of people saying it was a robbery and that.
No, I'm good because it was my choice. So
someone texting saying, this is why you can't vote at 16. Horrendous decision.
No, that's awful. It was a good track, that. American Author's Best Day
it
of My Life.
It was a good song, but all I can think of is that park.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Like, which one of American Authors was like, yeah, actually, that's fine to use it on the advert? I often think that about when I hear songs on adverts.
Why do you say that? Do you mean in the sense that from there on forward, the song will be known for the advert?
Yeah, it makes you a sellout, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Anyone who has a song on an advert is a sellout?
Yeah, a little bit.
So what are you saying about Jessica Lynn?
I mean, I ain't got time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1, who's that?
Hey Scott, hey Chris, it's Jake.
Hey Jake, what's going on?
I was just wondering what was going on with Emily's date. I feel like you've forgotten about her.
No, we've not forgotten. So Emily got in touch with us earlier in the week. She is single and she's using this show to try and help get a date. So we're going to have an on-air date in
the
next 15 minutes, all right?
All right.
If you were listening earlier this week, we had loads of applications. Then we whittled it down to a few. And then the winner yesterday was Jamie.
We've whittled it down from all those people that applied and we're at the final two. How exciting.
For an on-air date with Emily tomorrow. We've got Ollie in Berkshire, single for 18 months, keen to get back in the saddle. Chris once had train beers with his sister and her boyfriend. We've got Jamie. He's been single for 3 years. Nice bum, good beard, works with dogs, plays rugby. The person who will be dating our listener Emily on tomorrow's show is... It's Jamie.
Hey, that's a shocker.
I really enjoyed the overuse of Take That there.
High drama.
And some Snow Patrol always works. Gets them every time. So Jamie is the one that's going on an on-air date with Emily, our listener.
Scott Mills.
All right, Chris, the time has arrived.
Dating time.
It's dating time.
Here we go.
Let's go. Emily.
Hello, yes, hi.
We've come a long way since the beginning of the week where you got in contact with us and said I'd quite like to find a new date.
Yeah, there's been highs and lows, but we got here.
We're here. And imminently the date is going to happen with Jamie, the beard bum and rugby guy.
Yeah, sounds good.
Don't want to jump ahead, but obviously we've been listening to this throughout, you know, ours, everyone listening. If you do get married, there'll be a lot of people coming to the wedding. We need to think about this. And also it'll be done on this radio show. We need to say that, really.
Yeah, just FYI.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, yeah.
We'll definitely cover it. Okay, so how are you feeling right now?
I don't know. I mean, it's very strange, this. I'm excited. I'm also nervous. Not sure what to expect.
Don't mean this in a pervy way. never how you should start a question, but what are you wearing? You got dressed up for the date?
I mean, I'm wearing a tartan dress, so sure.
Full Scottish?
Yeah, yeah.
Love it. And describe where you are right now and what's around you.
I'm sitting with my laptop open with a bunch of roses on the screen to make it more romantic. Aww. A glass of water and a napkin in front of me.
Oh, are you ready for your pizza?
I am ready for my pizza, yeah.
It's going to be delivered very soon, okay? Just to really get you in the date mood there.
Okay.
Okay, I feel nervous now.
Yeah, okay. So I guess what we've got to imagine here, Emily, is that you're sat there waiting for your date. Really, this should be the other way around. I'm old school like that.
Right.
But then Jamie arrives at the door.
Oh, there's someone at the door, Emily.
I wonder who that is.
Why don't you open the door? Hello, who's that?
Hello, it's Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. It's Emily.
Oh, God.
Jamie, give a compliment, quick.
It's nice to meet you. You look very nice today.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, so do you. Do you come here often?
Great. Well, it's a strong start.
Really, it's really windy.
At this point, we should point out that Jamie's in the middle of a field, from what we've been told.
Okay.
I'm surrounded by dogs who are eyeing up my pizza.
Yeah. Oh, you got your pizza already? Good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Seemed like a good idea, this.
The dogs are really on. Okay, well, listen, we'll continue the date in a second, but if you two want to just keep chatting and we'll play a song. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and we can just sort of dip in occasionally throughout this.
Dip in whenever, yeah.
Yeah, get yourself comfortable. You just chat.
Scott Mills.
Should we say what they're saying?
Yeah.
Should we have a listen in?
I hope it's going well.
So it's Emily and Jamie on the date at the moment.
So you've been single for 3 years, right?
Yes, that is right.
Why?
So I changed my careers after my last relationship, and I've spent the past year and a half focusing on becoming a dog trainer and learning and studying. And then I kind of got too heavily involved, and before I knew it, 3 years went by. Yeah. And now I'm ready.
Now you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready. I've kind of had enough of spending all my time with four-legged furry people or dogs. So it's about time I got back out in the market with actual human beings.
All right, so... Okay, you spend a lot of time with dogs then. So what sort of dog are you most like and why?
Oh, that's a good question. I suppose it'd have to be a Labrador because they're good all-rounders. They can do anything and everything, but they're not masters at it. And they also love their food, which sounds just like me.
Sounds right, yeah. I see you've brought me a present there. What is it? Can you hear me? Oh, no. Hello.
Hang on, Emily. Sorry. Jamie. Sorry. Hang on. Has your pizza been delivered, Emily?
No, it's not. And I'm really worried it's going to be him, by the way. You're not setting me up here, are you?
No. It's all good. Emily?
Oh. Uh-huh. Hi.
This date's not going that well because Jamie's just dropped off the line now. So I'm trying to get him back and then we'll continue the date, all right?
Okay, my pizza's here, though, which is good.
Oh, excellent. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, you just dig into that.
I'll comfort eat. Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are saying, you guys chose the wrong date. It's all her. Emily deserves better than this. We're back with Emily. Hey.
Hello.
Got some bad news, Emily.
Oh, no.
We can't get back hold of Jamie. I don't know what's happened here. I don't know whether he's bailed or what.
This is awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Sorry.
But we can go for the runner-up boy, if you're up for it. And we've decided that we'll bring back, and this is very exciting news, Ollie from yesterday. He was runner-up in the competition, but now he's found his place.
Yeah. This is like all the great reality shows, you know, when they bring someone back, the wild card, if you will.
Yes.
Hello, Ollie.
Hello, how are we?
Yeah, we're good. Do you know what? Yesterday, the text reaction when you didn't win was quite something.
Oh, really? There was uproar, was there?
There was a slight uproar. I mean, a lot from your friends and family, but also some other people that aren't related to you or know you.
That's promising.
Ollie, it's a fast-moving situation, this. You were runner-up yesterday. We've just had to call you back, get you on. We're going to have to throw you into it, if that's okay. Emily is currently dateless. Yep. Will you be the date?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, right. Thank God. Okay, this is all going horribly wrong. Emily's got a pizza, you haven't, because the pizza got sent to Jamie, the winner. But anyway...
I literally just had a pizza, though.
Well, this is perfect. Right. Okay.
Emily, meet Ollie.
Jamie's done a runner. Here's Ollie.
Hi, Ollie. How are you?
Hi, Emily. I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. This is most unexpected.
Yeah, likewise. I was just sat in a meeting and heard my phone ring, so I thought I'd best go and take it.
Uh-huh. And here we are.
And here we are.
Ollie, what was this yesterday? We got a text about your raft building skills.
All right. Yeah, that was a friend of mine. We have a village regatta, and my team usually win, so...
I might add some music to this, actually.
Yeah, come on. It already feels like this is going better anyway.
Yeah, guys, keep going now.
Ollie, woo her.
Woo me.
Get some help, Ollie.
So, do I need some help?
Yeah.
I just wasn't really expecting this, and it's been a while since I've taken a girl on a date. And,
come on, Ollie. Oh, God. I think we'll leave them to it for a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Should we dip back into the date and see how that's going?
But then I'm actually going off to Australia in January, so I'm going to go and do something a bit different. I'm going to go and do my yacht master's.
Are you leaving the country?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, how long for?
Just for a couple of months, just for 2 months.
Okay, that's not the worst.
That's cool. Ollie, talk about hobbies or something.
So what do you do in your free time, Emily?
So I've got some fun hobbies, actually. I play the violin, a classical violinist. I fish. I fish and I run. I take out beginner runners in a running group. And I actually did the London Marathon last year as well. So I keep busy.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
I keep entering the ballot for that, but luckily they keep saying no. So it's,
you can do it for charity, though, you know, save the world and all that.
I could do, but yeah, there's quite a lot of fundraising involved in that.
We should go for a run together.
Oh, yes. We should, yeah. I mean, yes. You know, logistically, we need to get a bit closer because you are literally the other end of the country.
Where are you?
A completely different country. I'm in Berkshire, so probably couldn't be further away.
Well, no, they've got trains and that now and planes and stuff.
Yeah, catch a plane.
So tell me, Ollie, do you know any good jokes?
Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. Do I know any good broadcastful jokes? I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything. I'm really quite being put on the spot here.
No, you're really struggling with the joke there, aren't you?
I really am.
It's been about 10 minutes now, so...
Right, so my pizza's all finished, so I think I might have to go, I'm afraid.
Oh, you're going now, are you? Okay.
Yeah, sorry
cool.
about that.
All right, Chris,
yeah,
help!
Well, let's step in here. It was a lovely date to hear the bits that we did here anyway. Guys, would you like to see each other again for a second date?
Ollie, step in!
Definitely. That was probably the most exciting date I've ever been on.
Oh, God.
Emily, date again or just friends, this sort of thing?
Hey, listen, Ollie, you sound like a really lovely guy, but I just think our lives are maybe going in different directions here, I'm afraid.
She's done that before.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, then.
Heartbroken. Absolutely heartbroken.
Okay. Whoa. All week for that.
Okay. It's worth it, guy.
All right. Well, we tried. All right, Ollie, good to speak to you. Thank you for stepping in last minute.
No worries. Hope the cuffing season goes better for you, Emily.
Thanks. You too.
All week. Why don't people prep anymore?
Yeah.
Prep for a date, you know?
I know. A bit last minute for Ollie there, though.
I mean, we did throw him in, and I don't know what happened to Jamie. We'll probably never hear from him again, but yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I mean, a lot happened in that last half hour. A lot. Wow. Stuart says the my pizza's ready, I'd better go moment was particularly awful. Where was the cringe warning? Sorry, that's Emma saying that. Get Ollie back on. I'll date him. It won't be as awkward as that was. I think we'll leave it there, actually.
No, you're right. When the pizza, when she'd finished... I don't actually believe she'd finished her pizza at that point.
No, she just wanted to go. Why was that so awkward? Says Stephen. And then someone's like, what? I missed the whole date. I just heard Scott say Ollie and not Jamie. What happened to Jamie? Well, the date started with Jamie. And then we lost him and we called him back and he didn't answer the phone. So make of it what you will. I don't know why we keep returning to dating features because we're no good at them.
Yeah, I don't know. But one day it will work out and then we'll have a show wedding. It'll be wonderful.
One day.
One day. Just keep plugging away at it.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's that?
Hey,
Chris,
it's Sarah.
Hey,
up.
How much? How can we help?
How much? How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good,
yeah.
What can we help you with?
Joe Marler, what a legend.
Oh, isn't he the best? Like, honestly,
absolutely
beginning of,
amazing.
Beginning of today, we obviously didn't expect to have him on. It really was a shot in the dark when I DM'd him. But what a legend that he just didn't care. He was like, yeah, defo, love the show, let's do it. I didn't.
Everyone needs a bit of Joe Marler in their lives.
He's brilliant.
Right? Ahead of the World Cup final, though, as well. You think he'd have other things in his mind, but no, he's happy to be on.
He's chilling, playing cards with Genji and you know, all the rest of the lads in the room. It's all cool. He's chilled.
He's chilled, he's relaxed. So, if you missed this earlier, Joe Marler, England rugby player, quite a big match on Saturday. Late at night, in a hotel room in Japan, Chris earlier slides into his DMs and says, can you come on the show? And he's like, absolutely yes. And that was how it happened.
It was great.
And we asked him how he was feeling ahead of the weekend.
I'm buzzing.
Yeah.
And discombobulated.
Good
word. Why is that then?
Buzzing is short for really excited. Can't wait. It's going to be great, great fun, great opportunity, et cetera, et cetera. And discombobulated is... Yeah, because it means everything's like surreal and that.
Okay, who's that telling you that what discombobulator means?
What do you mean?
Right, who was that whispering to you then?
No, I'm in a room on my own.
No, you're not though.
You just said you're in a room with seven people.
Who was that?
I'm in a room on my own. Right.
So good. Scott Mills. Right, I'm off home to sit in complete darkness tonight.
Oh, right, OK, you're one of those. You're just not opening the door, is it?
Turn off the lights.
Not doing the old wolf's head thing?
Nah, I've lost it. I was looking for it
the
other day.
You've lost the
wolf's head? Yeah, it's an old Halloween fancy dress costume, part of it. Used to have a wolf's head, and I used to sometimes enjoy scaring the neighbours by poking my head out of the bedroom window upstairs with wolf head on. But
yeah,
I can't find it.
But not even on Halloween. That was the key difference there.
No,
that's what made it weirder.
Like sometimes on a random Tuesday evening.
Like on Halloween, I think fair game if you're doing the wolf head thing. But generally speaking, let's all be nice tonight. Let's not cause anyone any upset or anything like that.
Absolutely. And my lights will be off, so you won't be able to tell that I'm in. Good Who game earlier. Remember the 5th of November.
Great one.
Remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
Scott Mills. Okay, so that was today's show. We forgot to actually mention on the show, we've only just remembered now, that we've got Peter Crouch doing Innuendo Bingo next Wednesday. So this is a podcast exclusive just for you if you've downloaded it.
But this is a huge announcement because we've wanted him to do it for so long. So if you can, spread it. Please spread it. Put it out on social and that.
Spread it. Wednesday, Peter Crouch, Innuendo Bingo.
Spread it.